The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today, I will share with you the fall 2017 issue of the On Target Disability Rights of North Carolina newsletter. In this issue, we have an article from the director, Suicides in NC Jails, Progress on Prone Restraint, Fail to Hire Settlement, and also a note on the 10th anniversary celebration. A great time was had by all. So we're going to kick off with From the Director by Vicki Smith, and it reads, Dear friends, for almost 10 years, I have had the privilege of directing North Carolina's Protection and Advocacy System, PNA, as it transitioned from a state agency to an independent nonprofit organization. As I look back over the last decade, I am humbled by our community's dedication to fighting for the needs and rights of North Carolinians with disabilities. Disability Rights NC exists today because of the tireless work of the advocacy community who demanded that a PNA that is independent and self-governing. As the PNA, we have broad powers to set our own priorities, to access facilities and client records, to conduct investigations, and to take legal action. Our work is guided by the input we receive from our constituents, people with disabilities in North Carolina. I came to North Carolina to build a strong advocacy organization, and there should be no doubt that Disability Rights NC is strong. But it is time for me to move on to the next chapter of my life. I am retiring effective September 30th, 2018. I have been privileged to work with the smart, dedicated, honest, and thoughtful people of Disability Rights NC's Board and PAIMI Advisory Council. And then there are our employees who come to work every day because of the work they do on behalf of people with disabilities. I truly will miss my daily interactions with each of them. The Disability Rights NC Board of Directors is in the process of establishing a committee to conduct a national search for a new director. I have every confidence that the board will select someone who will build on the current work of Disability Rights NC and expand it into the next decade and beyond. The board soon will release an announcement of the executive director job posting, which will be widely disseminated. Please encourage qualified people to apply for this position, which I found to be so personally and professionally fulfilling. Thanks to all for your support and encouragement. I have learned something from each and every one of you. With warm regards, Vicki. And next, with our articles for today, Suicides in NC Jails, and it's subtitled, Report Reveals These Tragedies Are Common and Preventable. A Disability Rights NC investigation found that the rates of suicides in North Carolina jails as a percentage of all deaths in those jails is much higher than the national average. From 2013 to 2016, 45.9% of deaths in NC jails were the result of suicide, compared to the national average of 35% in 2014. These tragedies happen because the regulations governing North Carolina jails are woefully lacking when it comes to identifying, protecting, and helping inmates at risk of suicide. Jails are neither designed nor funded to provide mental health treatment, yet jails have become the nation's largest provider of mental health services. Because of the lack of community mental health services in North Carolina, people facing mental health crises often end up in our jails. Sheriffs throughout North Carolina report that 23 to 74% of the inmates in these jails have a mental health issue. Current North Carolina jail regulations do not require that jail personnel be trained to identify people at risk for suicide and to intervene. The failure to fund and implement diversion strategies, effective suicide prevention policies, and treatment support services for persons with mental illness in our jails has serious consequences. The Disability Rights NC report calls on every jail to ensure that they have robust and effective suicide prevention program, which should include the following: a written suicide prevention policy, annual staff trainings on suicide prevention, initial and follow-up mental health screenings of inmates, suicide-resistant cells, safe levels of supervision and management. These common sense provisions are essential given the significant number of people with mental health conditions in jails throughout the state. It is unfortunate that jails are now the nation's largest provider of mental health services, but it is a fact our sheriffs, county community commissioners, and state officials must acknowledge. They must commit the time and resources necessary to keep the people housed in jails safe. Progress on prone restraint. 6 school systems banned the dangerous practice, but state education officials fail to act. Our years of advocacy against prone restraint are yielding results. 6 of North Carolina's public school systems have banned the use of this potentially deadly technique. We applaud Asheville City, Chapel Hill Carborough, Cumberland, Johnston, Transylvania, and Tyrell for taking this important step. However, North Carolina needs a statewide ban on the use of prone restraint so that all students in North Carolina public schools are safe. State law permits school personnel to restrain students in certain circumstances. Restraint is never completely safe, but some types of restraint are particularly dangerous. Prone restraint, in which a person is held face down, is one such technique. In many cases of prone restraint, the student suffers physical injuries such as bruising, muscle strain, and petechia, which is broken blood vessels in and around the eyes, typically seen in strangulation. Some people suffer psychological trauma as well. In the worst cases, the person restrained is killed. While there is little data about deaths caused by prone restraint, there are dozens of stories illustrating how dangerous this technique can be. In Wisconsin, a 7-year-old girl died of suffocation when several adult staff at a day treatment facility held her in prone restraint for blowing bubbles in her milk. A 15-year-old Michigan student died while 4 school employees held him face down for more than an hour. In 2012, a man held in prone restraint died in a facility operated by the NC Department of Health and Human Services, or DHHS. The DHHS secretary immediately banned the use of prone restraint in any mental health, developmental disability, or substance use service setting in the state. The NC Department of Public Instruction and the State Board of Education have yet to follow the example set by DHHS. Prone restraint remains permissible in the majority of our public schools. 2 of the 6 school systems that have banned prone restraint did so while Disability Rights NC was investigating their use of the technique. The other 4 systems adopted similar policies on their own. This is cause for celebration. But prone restraint is still allowed in the state's other 109 school systems and in the more than 160 charter schools. It's time for North Carolina to join the 27 other states, including in the Southeast, Alabama, Georgia, and Mississippi, that prohibit the use of prone restraint on any student. Failure to hire settlement. Employers need to understand applicants' rights to reasonable accommodations in hiring process. Disability Rights NC recently reached a settlement with a large school system in North Carolina in a failure to hire case. The case involved an opening for an American Sign Language instructor at a school. A woman who is deaf applied for the job, but the school did not provide reasonable accommodations for her during the hiring process and withdrew the offer for an interview after she asked the school to provide an interpreter for the interview. The woman filed a complaint with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or EEOC, and we represented her during negotiations with the school district. As part of the settlement, the school system committed to providing annual trainings about the ADA to principals, administrators, and other staff involved in the hiring process. The school system will also pay monetary damages to the complainant in an undisclosed amount. The ADA and reasonable accommodations. The Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, is a federal law that guarantees that people with disabilities have access to public spaces and services. It also provides protections in employment, including in the hiring process. It is important that people involved in hiring understand the responsibilities the ADA puts on employers. The ADA says that employers cannot discriminate against a qualified individual on the basis of disability in the job application process, as well as in hiring, advancement, or pay. By withdrawing the interview invitation after the applicant requested an accommodation, we alleged that the district violated the ADA. Employers seeking to learn more about their obligations under the ADA during the hiring process may contact the Job Accommodation Network, also known as JAN. JAN provides free consulting services for all employers. Employers interested in recruiting, hiring, retaining, and advancing people with disabilities in employment may contact the Employer Assistance and Resource Network on Disability Inclusion, also known as EARN or EARN. To contact JAN and to review resources regarding accommodations, visit askjan.org/empl/. And again, that's AskJan, A-S-K-J-A-N .org/EMPL/. To contact EARN, visit askearn.org or askearn, A-S-K-E-A-R-N.org. And finally, a great time was had by all. You can look online to see more photos from our 10th anniversary celebration and awards presentation, and watch the video presentations for each award recipient on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/disabilityrightsnc. And again, that was youtube.com/disabilityrightsnc. And it's time for, this is time for us to conclude today's episode of On Target. Be sure to tune in next time. If you have any questions about any of the articles I've read today, you can reach the Disability Rights of North Carolina at 919-856-2195 or 877-235-4210. And again, that 800 number was 877-235-4210. You also can look them up on the web at www.disabilityrightsnc.org. And again, that was www.disabilityrightsnc.org. I'm Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. And again, that number, 919-832-5138. And I hope you have a wonderful day.